Unit 11. Medieval Castles. Based on what we see in the movies, castles seem very romantic and elegant. They are common in love stories, fairy tales, and legends about princesses. But in real life, castles were not always so ideal. Most early castles, for example, were cold, dark, and wet. Besides that, the air was smoky from open fires, pests were a common problem, and there was no plumbing. Castles evolved from basic fortified camps, which were widely built in Roman times, and perhaps even earlier. Castles, as we think of them, first appeared in Europe around the 9th and 10th centuries AD. The Carolingian Empire had just ended, giving rise to what is known as a feudal society. All of the empire's territory was divided up and controlled by individual lords who were in constant competition with each other. The lords began constructing forts both to protect their land from attack and to demonstrate their power and wealth. These were the earliest castles, and they were usually made from wood. Many of them used what is known as a motte and bailey plan. A circular ditch was dug and the dirt was piled up in the middle. This artificial hill, the motte, was where the castle was built. The bailey was a surrounding area protected by a heavy wooden fence. Over time, castles gradually changed, growing larger and taller, and wood construction was replaced by stone. Later, castles featured towers, giant walls, and new defensive systems. As they advanced, castle architecture improved as well, and many examples of elaborate and beautiful castles can still be seen in Europe today. At first, life inside castles was uncomfortable. They were awful places to live in because they were cold and dark and could not even keep out the wind. There were no bedrooms, so people slept on benches or simple mattresses in the castle's halls. Eventually, sleeping chambers were built inside castles, making them more comfortable. Fireplaces provided heat, and candles provided light. Castles were beginning to transform into more than just defensive military structures. In time, people built chapels, prisons, armories, government offices, and treasure houses within the castle walls. They also created ponds, wells, orchards, and gardens. At their best, castles were like cities, where people went about their daily lives. Huge feasts, exciting tournaments, and weddings were all part of castle life in later centuries.